I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hanestein squad link up, it's like
podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
How are we all, queens?
Oh, hey girls.
We're like dancing to our own song here. We just got like a bit of equipment back from the repair shop, and we are loving it that we can hear our song while we're recording it.
Yeah, we are.
That Mercury retrograde did us over nasty, queen.
Oh, she was not nice to the girly whirlies.
Fucking months in the making, as I think. TYVM, Merc.
Yeah, fuck off, Merc. So speaking of Black Friday.
Not that anyone brought it up, but speaking of shopping, girls, we're doing a Black Friday sale. Whatever is on our website, not our Teespring, but our website, so that you won't take our summer t-shirts. If you missed out on them, or if you had a friend who missed out and you want to get one for Christmas, just
a couple
so you
of tie-dye ones are there.
Oh yeah, we found some tie-dyes. Actually, no, because we re-dyed a few of the white ones, didn't we?
I had a creative day.
Lindsay was creative. A few edibles in, you know.
Yeah. Dip dyeing the t-shirts for the girls.
So they're going to be, they're 25% off. So if you fancy one, head on over. There's obviously not that many. It's just whatever we had left over. But we thought, why not YOLO take? Seize the day, girly. Seize that dick.
Yes.
And nab your tea.
And look, fly.
Fly, my pretties.
Fly, my pretty girls. Fly free. Be free.
Fly free.
So yeah, check it out. There's a good few size. There's some of every size,
yeah,
but small quantities. So make sure that you get on the 27th, is it?
Yeah, so right Black through. Friday starts, yeah, obviously on Friday, and it's gone all weekend, so it'll be over on Monday. So if you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you've got 3 days to shop-a-lappa-lappa and get your little bits. And also, I do want to say, Lindsay, this is just, I mean, sorry, I'm going off script here, but I want to say thank you to everyone who did buy our mask with NIM. We were able to donate €500 to the Rape Crisis Center this week because of all the purchases that you guys make. Is obviously a great thing about her business is she donates 15% of all proceeds to the Rape Crisis Center, and she's been doing that all year.
And since she started her biz, and we support her, and we love the masks as well. So
thanks so much for everyone who bought one, and we were able to donate that money. It makes us very happy girlies around the time of Crimbo. Girl, who do we have on the pod this week?
My sister.
Yay.
Yes. So I think this was suggested by an It Girls listener. My sister is a reality TV star.
Fiona, this is, by
fan.
The way.
Fiona. It's Fiona Hamilton, full name. She is obsessed with reality TV. She watches basically every reality TV show that there ever has been, like weird ones that I'm like, what is that? She's like, oh, it's a Married to Medicine. They're all married to doctors.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And she's like, and it's the best show that Bravo has ever made.
I know.
She's so into it. She knows, like, I mean, I'm talking American reality TV, that like the highest production reality TV to the lowest production English reality TV.
Yeah.
She'll be like, it's called Banged Up Abroad.
Yeah.
Banged Up Under Oath. It's brilliant. And you're like, what?
It's
she's like,
it's called Locked Up Children in Taiwan. It's brilliant. And it's inside the prison.
Locked Up Youths in Brighton. It's fucking brilliant. And I'm really obsessed with this one guy on it. And you're
the drama. Yeah. Oh my God, he's so mean to his mom. Yeah. So we wanted to bring her on. Now, I am not as versed on like Real Housewives and stuff. But in the first lockdown, I started watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York. So I wanted to do an episode where because I had the guidings of mm-hmm. Jenny and Fiona to like, because it's so overwhelming when you like see something like a show that you really want to get into, yeah. but there's just like what, thousands and thousands of series and episodes and sub series mm-hmm. and it's like, what the fuck, how do I start this? So this is going to be almost like a guide into how, like what series to watch.
Yeah, and just like a general chit chat. I mean, I love, if no matter what, if you haven't watched any of these shows, I think it'll get you into them. Mm-hmm. And if you have watched them, I love hearing people like talk about shows that are like, especially, I'm happy that the Bravo shows are starting to pop off over here, because for years it was me and Fiona, we were the only ones holding down the fort. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's getting into Housewives and it's great. I mean, like, it is annoying because I have to wait for everyone to get up to date on Housewives.
I know, and it's
a decade ago.
It's hard.
It's so fucking hard, but
you're 10 years ahead of me.
Like. I know, and I love the dateness, but we're going to get into that with Fiona. So guys, enjoy this episode and go shop on Friday.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, if you get a little coin in your pocket.
Spend it on a tea. Look sexy.
Yes. So joining us, as we said in the intro, is Miss Fiona Hamilton. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And you're on the studio.
I know.
Which is amazing. The corner of my house. The corner of my living room.
Although it feels like a real studio.
But you're not on the ground anymore. So that's the best part.
I was visualizing myself on the ground.
I know. We used to record sat on the floor of my apartment.
Yeah. For way too long.
I have chairs.
I know. We refuse to use them.
We eat on the floor too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm very, I don't know. Is that culturally inappropriate that I'm sitting like that?
It's because your table's so low.
That is true.
But you have a high table.
Because that's a coffee
use.
Table.
And I have a full size table that I just refuse to sit at.
A 6-person dining table.
But here I am crouched on my coffee table.
I think we've
sat
on that once.
I know, and I feel weird when I eat that.
Oh, maybe it needs to be cleansed. You know what? Evan had this area of his studio. And he had this girl in for a while who was doing yoga classes in his studio. And she had a Reiki person in one day. Mm-hmm. And the Reiki person was like, the stairs in the back of the studio has very dark energy.
Oh.
And she was like, and like, it wasn't like evil, but she was like, it's like very like heavy and bad. Mm. So she put all these salt pots everywhere. And she said to Evan, like, she was like, specifically the area where his desk used to be. Where the couch is now in his studio. And everyone was like, that's so true. He's like, no one would ever gravitate to there. He was like, no one would, like, at one point he had a chair over by the staircase and like no one ever sat there. And he was like, and then she did that and I kind of came into the studio and I was like, feels different.
Okay. Stairs are dark.
I want to sit in that chair.
She just had a little cupcake thing of salt.
The
cupcake holder.
Oh.
You know the thing that you put the cupcake mix into?
The paper little thing?
Yep, that full of salt.
That's it?
I prefer a little glass. A little glass jar with a bit of salt.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Maybe it needs the ventilation.
I'd be scared. I'd be whacking the paper, little cups over it.
Was that did I dream this or did Mum send Sarah a photo of her sage?
Yeah, no, that was
that. And it was a joint.
She was like, what's this? I'm bringing it to the garden.
My mum wrote, what's this substance? And it was the sage. Now, either way, if Mum knew that it was a joint or sage to rid spirits, my mum would be like, I'm bringing that to the guards. Like, there's no good answer with that.
You could get away with the salt with your mum because you could be like, oh, that's just for the dinner.
Why is it in numerous places? No, my mom knows freaky deaky.
Yeah, she does. She has a sixth sense for it. But
like, oh no, I'm planning on doing a bit of an art attack with a bit of salt on the floor and just, you know, lockdown creative moment.
Salt in one of those huge things that we'll have to get a drone over Lindsay's roof and it's like a huge hand made of different colours salt.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, he did that at the end of the episode, didn't he?
Oh, that
and
was
you
my
had
favorite.
To guess, it was
so good. I miss art attack. A lot. Yeah. I loved that.
Remember the head that talked?
He was all right looking.
Evan and I were watching a show the other week and there was like multiple people in the show that looked like the head.
It's like Alex Reed.
Heart attack.
Do you know Alex Reed?
Katie Price's ex.
Well,
congratulations. After a few miscarriages, his wife, I think, is now expecting.
Yeah. Lovely news.
Because I still am keeping up with him.
I can't believe you're still keeping up with him.
Speaking of keeping up, good segue.
Yes. Oh, we sagging.
Fiona's most hated reality TV show. And this is what we're getting Fiona on for. Her like Rolodex of knowledge of reality TV. And I think because see, Fiona and I are OG Bravo fan. Specifically, I'm more just Housewives. Fiona has like a larger repertoire of shows she enjoys. But we've watched it for years. And now, thankfully, I think because of like
Netflix,
the likes of Hey You and Netflix, specifically Netflix, yeah, actually picking up two seasons of it, of the Beverly Hills and New York, I think they put on.
Yeah.
And now people are starting to get into it. And I think we always used to get questions, Fiona, being like, how do you even know which season to watch? Because there is so much. And we're just going to talk shit on all the shows on Bravo at the moment. The ones that Fiona likes, the ones that we all like, and the ones that we don't even know about yet.
You're going to be about to know, guys. You're going to get to know. So just like I'm kind of have this non-useless information about celebrities like Alex Reed, you are the... as my sister, the reality show
true
equivalent of that.
I always say,
but
like,
it is actually fucking useful. Because,
oh, it's really useful.
Because I work in animation. I work with a lot of people who are obsessed, like Star Wars and all that. And I'm like, I'm a nerd too, but I'm just a reality Housewives Bravo nerd. It's the same. If I could get figurines, I would.
Yeah. Okay, that's a fun game to play. Of all the Housewives, which figurine, if you could get a figurine of any Housewife, who would it be?
I think Nene.
Nene.
I love Nene.
A classic. I don't watch Atlanta. I know. I've never gotten into it. And I'm kind of almost like saving it for some time, yeah, where I don't have any of them to watch anymore. And I'm like, sometimes I love knowing.
That's
that
a great binge
lockdown
one.
5.0.
You literally, yeah.
It's like a great binge one. I'd recommend, yeah, like that's something that you can watch. It's very funny.
Yeah. That's what that's what I know about it. It's meant to be funny. Nene, I would probably get... I think I'd get a Luann one.
Yeah.
I think Luann de Lesseps in, yeah, like with a karaoke mic I could, yeah, see her with. And maybe you'd press it and she'd be like, money don't buy a club. Maybe a singing one that she'd dance to.
That would be great.
Who would you get?
Who would I get? Okay. I haven't found my housewife yet.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's my truth. my favorite is Kyle's husband.
Mauricio.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah. He's like Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Jewish.
No,
but
he's from Mexico.
Okay. Well, he looks Jewish. And I like the way he fathers the kids. And he's a real, mm-hmm, like all American, yeah, dad, you know, minding the kids. I would like. But figurine, maybe.
He'd be a nice figurine.
Vanderpump. Because you'd get the little dog, yeah, as well. And maybe the dog would have the life vest that you could try on.
She wouldn't be a figurine. She'd be a Barbie.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
she'd be like my own range of Barbie.
I'm representing the older woman. We haven't seen this in Barbie.
That's what I love about the show is that it represents older women dating, being friends, like
getting drunk,
getting divorced, having sex, and it's not stigmatized.
Not at all.
You know,
I think that's like the most powerful thing about Housewives is that it shows especially like, so say for example, there's all the different Housewives. There's like loads of franchises. They're all set in different cities. And I loved where they hold something that represents the city, yeah, in the intro. It's so good. They're always like, yeah.
Oh, I never.
So they're always
that.
Like, will she be holding a golden apple? If they're like, will she, yeah, be a friend of the housewife if she's a new member? Or will, yeah, she be holding a golden apple? Because that means you're like main cast.
New York is apple.
Okay, yeah, tell me the little things that they hold.
Beverly Hills
that.
Is a diamond.
Okay. Atlanta is a peach.
The Atlanta peach, Georgia peach.
Salt Lake City's a snowflake.
Yes.
It's like a 3D CGI snowflake they're all holding.
What's the OC in orange?
An orange.
Yeah.
But it's not a real orange. It's like a...
I don't
like
know.
A Desperate Housewives. No, oh,
yeah.
Is it from that?
It
originates from that.
Oh, yeah, because they did the apple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it originates. It was kind of like to look behind the curtain of the rich and famous. And it started Orange County.
Yeah.
But more the rich as opposed to the famous. It's kind of changed a lot because I wouldn't say everyone on it's as rich as they used to be anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The wealth is kind of deceiving. So like I started watching, because of Netflix, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that caught me because I think you guys were saying, oh, no, I think you'd love New York. But actually, Beverly Hills did catch me from the get-go.
It's a great beginner one.
I always said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an episode that I said at the start of lockdown. You were like, which is the one to start with? And I was like, Beverly Hills is the one to start with.
Yeah. That's what I did. Yeah. And it's on Netflix, only two seasons. But it is, I think the characters in Beverly Hills are really like, they stand out so much from each other. So like, you know, they're not as... you can differentiate between them all.
True.
Whereas in New York, yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't feel like I got to know them as much Quickly as possible, as quickly as Beverly Hills.
New York doesn't really settle its cast for a few seasons. Let's talk about Beverly Hills first. So if we're going to say to someone to start with Beverly Hills, let's talk about the season. Let's talk about like what you like about it. Have you always watched Beverly Hills?
Yeah, me too. It's funny, like everyone's like, I just started it. I was like, I'm 10 years ahead of you.
I know. We were just saying that. 10 years.
It's like, they're like, it looks so dated. I'm like, yeah, it was 2007.
Like, I watched it from like season one, episode one, yeah. Orange County. Like, that's when I started.
When? 10 years ago.
10.
How the feck?
13 years ago.
How did you get into that? Where was I?
I streamed it.
Were we living together?
I started watching it.
No, I don't think so. No one in the entire world.
No one watched it.
World, at that point, there wasn't even Instagram. Like, now I follow, like, every tea account, every podcaster. But back then, it was very just my thing. No one. And I kind of like that, but it's way better people watching it now.
Yeah, but I guess it's a bit frustrating because it's like, it's not like you can be like, oh my God, you know, you have to, well, when I'm 43, am I going to be like, Fiona, I'm finally caught
43, first of all.
It won't take you 10 years to watch it. We just had to see the way Fiona and I are watching it is like, we were waiting for the new season to come out.
And the new episode. So you have to wait a week. There was no binging.
And it's sick. When that happens.
I didn't think of that. Okay.
So what do you like about Beverly Hills as a franchise?
It would probably be my least favorite franchise, if I'm completely honest. Yeah. I do love it, but I think I hated. Okay, so the last season that just went.
The one that just ended?
Yeah, the one that just ended was great.
It was really good, but it was very dark.
Denise Richards, you know Denise Richards, who's was married to Charlie Sheen? Mm-hmm. She's in it for two seasons.
And she's been the highest paid ever housewife. Mm. She was offered like $5 million for three seasons or something like that.
Yeah. She got a million a season and then.
Yeah, a million a season.
She didn't finish her contract though. She was offered the next season, but didn't take it because that's how bad it went. Like, that was probably her highest paid job. I mean, I don't know.
The weird thing about Beverly Hills is I think the first like four seasons, actually probably the first like six, are really strong. And like,
the cast is really good.
Cast is great. I think it hit its peak when Yolanda was getting Lyme's disease.
Oh yeah.
And Rinna was new, and she was actually still quite likable then, I found. Like, she was like this like sassy new kind of like housewife who like set it as it is. And then who was that other woman that was in it around the same? Eileen.
I think they sometimes housewives become producers.
Yeah.
Let the producer be the producer. Yeah. That's their job. That's what they're hired to do. And that's what went wrong, I think, with Beverly Hills, is that Rena, the likes of Rena, and even Brandy and Kyle and probably Vanderpump all just kind of produced the show in the wrong way. Like, they kind of decided what would be brought up, and they would, okay, I'm going to tell Brandy something and I want Brandy to tell Yolanda. Like, you know the way, should we do spoilers?
I think we should.
There'll be some spoilers. We won't spoil anything.
I think the thing about spoilers with Beverly Hills is that, like, even on the periphery, like, you can see it all over the media.
Yes.
Like, I have not gone near those series with Denise Richards, but apparently I know that there was some like flipping lesbian affair or whatever.
Well, the thing is with spoilers on any Real Housewives franchise is that, like, it actually doesn't matter, the plot doesn't matter, it's how the plot unfolds. So like, we all knew even before the season going into it that like Brandy accuses Denise Richards of that they had this like affair. So it was spoiled before the season even started because it came out in the press, as you were saying.
There's no surprises anymore.
And like, to be honest, it's not the kind of show that you need surprises, and that's why I like it. It's like,
it's kind of like a hypnosis. The media gives like a little trailer.
Well, it's a study of like female friendships. So it doesn't matter what happens. Like, the drama doesn't matter. It's like, I mean, I've watched endless seasons of Real Housewives. We're going to talk about, first of all, Beverly Hills. Like, there's what, 12, 13 seasons of it, if not more. Mm. And I've watched every single one, but like, I can't pinpoint like the different dramas, but I remember just how they unfold. Like, say that really famous scene where like Lisa Rinna is like going apeshit at Kim Richards.
Oh yeah,
in Amsterdam, isn't it?
And she smashes the glass and she's like, do not talk about my husband.
Do not come anywhere near my husband. And like,
I love when they stand up for their mate.
Yeah, yeah. And like, that's like such an iconic moment. But like, I can't even remember how that unfolded, what it was about. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't either. That's a good point.
And
actually,
it doesn't matter, you know, that way. And
the actual like reasons don't matter. It's more just the drama surrounding the reason.
And how they communicate with each other, I find so fascinating. Yeah. And like what you were saying, Fiona, about them being like older women. Like, I do find it interesting to watch them, like, that they still interact like how I did when I was 20 with my friends. Yeah. And like, that's not a way of looking down them. I'm like, I'm sure I will too.
Well, I think that's what I enjoy about the show, because they're like, we did the episode with Carla about like ageism and feeling like you have to be a certain, you know, when you're growing up, you have to kind of like change the way that you were when you were younger. But like, I still love that these women are wearing their extensions, wearing their little dresses, bopping out, drinking, being wild, having like, not that it's glorifying, I'm not glorifying this, but like, you know, affairs or like dating these the men. It's just like, yeah, they're like still living like a vivacious, full life and they're looking great and they're enjoying themselves. And that's really inspiring, because I think, you know, when you're on Instagram or when you're just like, you know, most shows are the youth and these young, sexy people going around like with no cares in the world. Like, even though they are like majorly wealthy, they still have big issues, which like, you know, you hear like money doesn't make you happy, and it makes like, I think they said that. I
believe
it was,
it's money can't buy you class. If we're gonna have this episode,
money can't buy you class. But I think
you actually sounded good there. Yeah. I think you too, cabaret.
Don't fucking tempt her.
Yeah, it gals cabaret show.
I watched a little podcast, and he said he went to the cabaret show.
Oh, what did he say?
So bad.
Really?
He was like, it was so unbelievably bad.
Really?
But
why?
In the funnest, best way ever. Like,
that's what seems to kind of happen with Luan.
Just a mess. Like, it was all over the place. She can barely sing.
Her in that recording studio with her, the guy with the mohawk.
So good.
So funny.
Sorry, C'est la vie is a great
song. C'est la vie. C'est bon. C'est bon.
Trying to be like Serge Gainsbourg.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's because she's French Canadian.
Fair play. A nod to her Parisian past. But what I really like, I think it was Lisa Vanderpump who said, money, or one of them anyway, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it does make your life so much easier. And like, that's what you're visualizing from that show, like, especially with the likes of Lisa Vanderpump, whose wealth is just beyond measure. Like, it's so no rich. One in Ireland is that wealthy. Like, you don't see that kind of wealth ever. And the fact that across the road, I can't remember, I really like that couple, and to know that Adrian and
Paul,
the Maloof Hoof.
Yeah, they were really cute together. And now
she was an ass to him.
Yeah, she was. But I love that dynamic.
I like their dynamic.
Toxic relationship.
I loved
house
her.
I'm sorry,
I really liked her. I had a thing for her.
Yeah, and she's only in one season.
I know.
Two? One or two?
Yeah. I think one, yeah.
The Maloof Hoof did her in that big fight she had with Lisa.
About the, oh yeah,
and she's in the latest season.
So Brandy comes in, and she's so trashy compared to the rest of them. She was married to, I can't remember,
Eddie Cabrian, who goes out with Leanne Rimes.
Yeah. Had an affair on her with Sheena from Vanderpump Rules.
Did you see her pic that she put out in Cosmopolitan, Leanne Rimes?
Yeah, her
10 years after the affair came out. She has psoriasis all over her body,
yeah,
and she
did
this photo shoot. Mad. Nude in a field.
I know. Bizarre way to show off psoriasis.
I mean, I don't think
I feel like they want a reality show.
Yeah, they do.
I hate that when you get that icky feeling of knowing they'll do that kind of stuff.
Because she was like mortified. Brandy was mortified by the press when that whole affair went down. Mm-hmm. And then she obviously...
She has milked that dry.
Oh, God.
Well, she's capitalized on it. Like, she's now made like so much money. When she was married to Eddie Caravan or whatever.
He's George. Have you seen him?
He looks seedy to me. I know he's like a handsome man. But now that I know that he like... They were just having this affair. I don't like it.
I actually do think Brandy has to be one of the most toxic members of any season of Real Housewives ever, though.
Wow.
Really, do you know, I've got a really crazy claim to fame with Brandy.
Oh.
When she was in Celebrity Big Brother, I tweeted about her.
I remember this.
They read it to her and she was like, "Well, pussycat." Who the fuck? Like, I'll try find it. It's on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh.
Swear to God, I felt scared. She is so scary.
What did you say? Really,
because I watched that season of Celebrity Big Brother because Trisha Paytas was in it.
Yeah.
And it was just so iconic because I was like, I'd followed Trisha Paytas for so many years.
Jenna Jameson, was she in that one or was that a different
No.
one?
No.
That was a great one.
It was your man from The Bachelor.
Chad.
Sarah Harding. Yeah.
Oh, that was a great one. She
it was a really good one.
The whole time.
But anyway.
With the two drinks.
Yeah.
Singing.
Brandy was in it, obviously. And then I can't remember what I tweeted about. I think I was like, oh, she is so annoying. Like something really not like, I wasn't trying to get the attention of the producers. Yeah. And they read it to her in the diary room. I love the way, like,
I can't believe they gave you a username. That's not very
consensual. I know. She was like, well, pussycat.
Pavuzzi.
I think she did say something like that. Oh my god, I was scared because I was like, she is so scary. Yeah. And I had watched every season of Beverly Hills and I was like, oh.
So why is she the most toxic? Because I only watched one season of hers.
And she's likable at the start. Yeah. I remember liking that she was like younger coming in, because I do like when they bring a younger one in the mix. Bullied.
I don't personally. I like my housewife to be 40 up.
I prefer them older. Preferably divorced, honestly, for me.
Sometimes when you put a younger one in, they have all the kind of... I hate when they put a younger one in the younger age shames. That's such a housewives thing. It's like...
So true.
There's so much age shame.
And how do they age shame? What would they say?
They're just jealous because I can still... they're 40 and I'm a beautiful 34-year-old. Like they just use it as a weapon.
They weaponize it, and it's because they're so insecure in their own age that they have to go on a show where everyone is older than them so that they can make themselves feel better for probably being older than some like 28-year-old that their husband works with. You know, that way it's like they have this
nothing
complex.
Else to say. It's like, that's your comeback?
Yeah.
That's the worst, laziest comeback ever.
Who do you think was the best ever? Who was your favorite all-time Beverly Hills housewife?
Well, just on Brandy, why I think she's toxic is because the reason why Adrian left was because Brandy... released that she never actually was pregnant with her child. She had a surrogate.
Okay.
And she released that. And Adrian begged Andy to not put it in the show. And he didn't. He edited out. Andy Cohen was the executive producer of most of the Housewives.
I think he's
not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say he's still a consultant. Like,
side note, we need to discuss him because he is confusing to me as a newbie.
Oh.
Andy Cohen
is like,
I'm just like, you're the producer, you're hosting.
Yeah, he's the executive producer. He hosts all the reunions and he has another show called Watch What Happens Live, which is on every day.
Yeah, which is like, it's like
busy.
It's like the after.
And he's a father.
He's really rich. And he's friends with all the housewives.
And he has them on a show every night.
And
so
they go to his birthday party. His birthday party looks hilarious. It has like Ramona Singer dancing on a desk hand in hand with Lisa Vanderpump. I'm like,
and
whoa!
Is he single? He's gay, isn't he?
He's single. He dates, but he's single.
He had coronavirus as well. Mm, great pet.
The very beginning. And then he has a son called Ben. He's so cute.
He's really cute.
So she begged him to not put it in. Mm-hmm. And he actually said that this is like the reason why they can't do that. They can't filter certain things out of the episode is because the papers will just get hold of it anyway. Yeah. So that's what happened. Brandy really said
it. So they didn't put it in the show.
But the papers got it. So it did ultimately come out.
Because one of them is going to leak it to the papers. That's how these housewives work. Yeah. Like you really find that out the more you get into housewives. You're like, there's a whole other plot that happens happens outside the show. It's off-season drama and they bring it into the show and that's when shit gets really good.
It's like Page Six is like another housewife.
It is.
You wrote on Page Six.
So why do you think that... So what about Brandy then? Just because she released that.
I think she crosses the line and it's actually not fun anymore. And she did it with Denise Richards too, where even if Denise did have sex with Brandy, who are you to come and out her on a show? Clearly she wasn't comfortable coming out as bi or as someone who had sex with a woman.
Also, she's married.
She's married. But even if it's not your story to tell, if you were the person who went down, it's not your job to out someone's sexuality on a TV show.
But also, like, Brandy is so opportunistic and she's such a good manipulator. Like, so the way she went about this was saying, like, I'm a victim of cheating. And Denise Richards told me that her and her husband had an open marriage. So then me and Denise slept with each other. And then the next day, Denise sat me down and was like, you can't tell Eddie. Is that his name? Something like that. You can't tell my husband. Anyway, you cannot tell my husband because...
Aaron.
You can't tell Aaron, whatever his name is. You can't tell him. You have to keep it a secret. And then Brandy was like, and I felt so pressured. And it's like, that is a biggest load of bullshit. Even like, I personally, now you can say what you think. I think they did fuck.
Oh, definitely.
They 100% hooked up.
But I don't think it should be a discussion if they did or didn't. And even...
But Brandy knew what she was doing.
Brandy, regardless, you had sex with someone who was married.
Yeah.
If you're so against cheating, you should be against all forms of cheating. Like,
well, if you were that concerned against it,
then you would never have got with someone who was married, even if they told you they're in an open marriage.
So
and
true.
If you're that, like, if you are on, we're on the receiving end of being cheated on, I'm sure, like, whether it's a man or a woman delivering this, like, oh no, don't worry, I'm in an open relationship, would you not be a bit more quizzical if you are someone who would get affected, you know?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know how
she'd been around.
And why does Kyle deserve to know that information?
Yeah.
Like, Kyle's like, you need to tell us the truth. It's like, no, she doesn't.
But it's also like, the thing I love about Real Housewives, like, it doesn't hide, like, the, I mean, the Real Housewives just presents, it's like a good documentary. It doesn't have an angle, it just presents the story and it lets the public decide what they want to believe. Now, there obviously are always villains in some seasons, and but sometimes that doesn't work out the way that Bravo tried to make it work out. But in that one, it was obvious. It was like, Brandy has not been on this show in a serious manner in fucking years. Like,
and she's done like the Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. She's done like the boot camps.
Every fucking show.
Like, you know those ones, the kind of, not Celebrity Big Brother, but the lower grade ones that are on like VH1.
Yeah.
Their marriage boot camp is one.
I think, like, she celebs went on go that. Dating and all these weird shows like that.
Famously Single with like Callum Best. You know Callum Best.
When Callum Best is there, we know it's shit reality show.
So like, I did watch it though.
She obviously finds,
I mean, it's a good
she
shit
got with
reality.
Callum Best, actually, on the show.
I mean, anyone in their right mind can
Callum
get
Best,
with Callum
Best. My favourite thing about Callum Best, because I was watching a little bit of him on, is it X on the Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, he is on every fucking show.
Now, I'm gonna say he's maybe 45 at this point, and he goes
still
on
looks
and
good.
In his he does, but he looks 45. Like, he's been busy,
a weathered, weathered man.
He did a great hair transplant. It looked great.
Yeah, he does.
Looks really good.
But his mom is also beautiful, beautiful woman. She's like vegan and shit. But he was on, and in his little like video, kind of pre like joining the island video, he was like, "My name's Colin Best, and I've never been in love." It's like,
you're on every
what
love.
He's been with every single woman. Like, it's the like, fact that he's like, "I'm looking for love now." It's like,
yeah, it's like, you've been, I mean, he
was on the first ever Love Island or Love Island.
Love Island. Love Island. I've never called it Love Island.
Shout out Ross.
Pour one out for the real MVP.
Yeah,
but he was on the first ever Love Island before it was even a thing. Like with Sophie Anderton, with like Paul, Shane Lynch. Like, it was. It's, you can't find it anywhere. Like, Callum Best got with Bianca Gascoigne back then, which is
actually, I will find it.
It was. I've tried.
I will find it.
Oh goddamn! My Google is searching Callum Best.
Why did that happen?
Why I turned them off? It's because he said, "Listen."
I know. She's like, "I'll find it." But yeah, so I do think Brandy has to be the most toxic. Who do you think? Who is your fave of all the people on Beverly Hills, past and current?
Okay, so at the moment, I loved Garcelle this season. I thought she was cool and just, I really liked her energy. So I would say,
oh, she's, I did like Garcelle.
Up there, my favorite. She's just this beautiful woman. She's single. She's dating.
First ever black housewife on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Her husband, who I still think has a connection with. Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
The housewives need to get their shit together. Yeah. They are doing it.
They're getting better.
They seem to go very much under the radar with that kind of problematic kickback.
Well, I think it's because they don't present themselves as anything. Like the
Like wealthy.
Well, it's about wealthy white women. The majority of the time. I mean, obviously Atlanta is like pretty much all
but
black.
But that's what's weird. I don't know why they say, okay, so this show is X and this show is Y. It's like, just, I don't know if it's, like, they do it on purpose.
It's a bit odd to have a show about wealthy white women. Like, I'm sure I think because there is definitely black women in.
Oh, no, I don't think, but it's not that it's saying that there's no wealthy black women in Beverly Hills. I think it's almost looking at them like, not like glorifying them. Like, it's
like
showing them as
the
like,
stereotype.
Yeah, like they're looking at these, like, especially in Beverly Hills, it's typically like washed up B-rate actresses, like you know, like Kyle was on a few shit when she was younger, but like never really went anywhere and is like just basically known as Paris Hilton's aunt.
Like, a lot of them are wealthy, but then when you really get through, I think you said it earlier, they're not as wealthy as they look.
They're
a
always
lot of
like,
it's a facade.
They're always filing bankruptcies.
There's an Instagram account that has all the housewives, and when they wear fake designer.
Oh, really?
And they figure it out. So it'll be like a Chanel top that like says like CHA on shirt.
It's like
NEL.
That was from like 2-3 years ago Chanel did that.
Yeah, but then the housewives might wear that, but it's actually fake. And then this person, this Instagram, can figure it which
like
ones
are fake.
Like a
fashion expert.
Yeah, because they're probably like, that was never made. They always have really good fakes because they're obviously in Dubai all the time.
Now,
you know,
Dorit, I mean, she's got these like SHANEL earrings.
Yeah,
like I'm like, how is that?
No, she has some fake shit. I think
they were Chanel did make those.
Yeah, yeah. I was. Well, I don't know much about.
But I just Chanel, know because Dorit is defo fake rich.
Like she had big scandals.
Huge
with,
money.
They
scandals.
All get sued and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're always like filing bankruptcy and all this.
So I know
shit.
What you mean, but at the same time, yeah, I thought Garcelle was great. She was married to this guy, and he cheated on her, and then she like wrote an email to all their friends, being like, "I was married to." Basically the equivalent of Tiger Woods and told all their his work colleagues and everything that
and that email got
they need
leaked.
To chill with the yeah. emails. They are always emailing. One of my what I did find so intriguing and what I liked about Beverly Hills was which is on Netflix, I think the first two seasons where this all goes down.
All of them are on Hayo.
All of them are on Hayo, and I actually think the third one where maybe the real shit goes down is on Hayu because I was dying for
every
this
season.
Story to kind
it's
of
kind of a good
compound.
Idea to be like, oh well, to give you two seasons, then most people be like, oh, I'll just buy Hayu.
Oh yeah, well once you're into it, you're like, I need the shit.
Well, I do think like the thing is with all like Real Housewives franchises, which I tried to tell everyone, I'm like, you really have to give it a good, like, I'm gonna say four seasons before you're like bought in.
Say skip the first season.
Skip the first season.
Now that's a daring move.
It's not really though, because every first season of Housewives, like, because it's new, they'll get six women and half of them will drop out. Every single time, because there's always three people who are like, what did I sign up for? I'm not
they
doing
don't realize
two.
That they literally what I didn't realize about this show before watching that they literally are signing up. There's no like there's no hiding your shit like we saw yeah. with Adrian. Like
they always say that
they will find out everything. So
the cream always rises to the top.
I like Lisa Vanderpump. I really like Adrian because
she could come back.
She is a hard worker.
She came back actually this season.
Did she?
Just for an episode. She could come back.
I just like that she's a hard worker because like you said, like they're kind of showcasing this like frivolous, like busy just making parties. These white women who are just busying themselves with these like, you know, like those women who, you know, they'd have really wealthy husbands.
Exactly.
But then their husband just buys them a boutique.
They have
so they pretend to work.
That's very Real Housewives of OC energy.
Yeah.
That's like the original first ever Housewives. Mm. And that's what they all are. They're always like, I own a boutique called like Laura Lee's Fashions. So, like
Kyle Richards owned a boutique. It was like,
yeah. What was it called again?
Kyle Buy or something. Yeah. It was like with another person. And this season she did this fashion line and the fashions.
And
they
she turned up to the fitting being like, I haven't seen this, I haven't seen that. Dorit was like, you haven't seen half the shit that's going down the runway.
I also love the charity events when they do that.
Oh yes. Yeah, I love, Adrian was good. I do think my all time favorite, and the way I see, like my favorite housewife always has to have like a bit of devil and a bit of angel in them. Like I like one, like I know Fiona and I always disagree on this because Fiona loves like a lovely woman, like Garcelle, beautiful woman, so nice, so lovely. For me, not what I want to see on it.
See, Fiona gets a bit stressed with the drama.
I know. But for me, that's not what I want
to see. The dog season of Beverly Hills.
I know, that was nasty.
I got stressed. I was on
Vanderpump
Twitter. I actually created a Twitter. I was that angry. And the first, like,
what went down with the dogs?
It's actually too intense to get into.
Someone adopted a dog and then it ended up in a pound, basically. And
again, the storyline doesn't matter. It's how it unfolds.
Yeah.
It's really no. But yeah, Lisa Vanderpump is my all-time favorite.
Her. I absolutely
Beverly
adore
Hills.
Her.
Because everything.
She's amazing.
Everything she brought to the show was great. Like her insane fashion. She was 65 walking around with pink hair extensions
in her
hair. Her fucking body.
She's
full stop.
Beautiful.
Her relationship. Her dog.
Her like cooked husband.
I also love. Did she adopt the son?
She did.
Yeah, she adopted Max. The son, Max and like just.
Who randomly looks like them. I always forget he's adopted. I'm like, he's the
Pandora.
Image of
Pandora.
But she loves him.
Pandy. Pandy.
No, I don't like her. And that must have been hard for poor little Max, like being, because Pandy is so like, with a perfect husband and the
and
perfect
Max is
wedding.
Like, started off as like the bottom. In the
was
restaurant,
a bus boy.
Like a bus boy. Like she doesn't even.
But she did that. I think with Pandy,
she
was
Pandora
quite. She was.
Well,
she,
yeah.
was, she always made them work. And that's.
I do like the working ones. I like because they kind of offer more to the show.
They
they're busy and they're like, well, we're going to visit this place.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I like a working situation, but the problem is they all turned on her in that dog season, and that's what I hate. And Beverly Hills does it a lot, where the entire cast goes against one person.
Yeah, they're bullies. They are bullies. But I love that Lisa Vanderpump brought like a level of tack. But she also was like an instigator. But my favorite thing,
the British
about,
part as well.
That's what
was
I was
nice.
Just about to say. My favorite thing about Lisa Vanderpump was the difference of a British person communicating with an American, and it came up season and season again. And I think as an Irish person, you really got it. Like especially Lindsay, when you get into like season 6, 7, like she keeps being like, they keep being like, Lisa, you keep being like, oh, leave me alone, and I'm like. That's Lisa being like, oh, leave me alone, you annoying
they
little woman.
Never got it, which is strange because it's like you're around her so much. She's a friend, a work colleague. You have been away for like long periods of time. Yeah. How ignorant can you be to not be able to like understand different varying and also, like slang
someone,
words?
But I think they weaponized it against her. Yeah. They acted ignorant. It was like Kyle kept being like, Lisa, like you keep being like, oh, Kyle, silly little Kyle. It's like, you've known Lisa Vanderpump for 15 years.
It's
how
her humor.
Is this only coming up now that you don't get it?
And it's the stiff like, upper lip of the like the Brit. They're not as like, you know,
she's joking.
Like all over you as
she's
an American.
She's sarcastic. It's like, hey.
Well, they're more serious. They're not as, you know, like American people can be just very like, oh my God, I love you. You're great. Mm. You're amazing. Like,
one the housewives is American, Dorit. You haven't met her yet.
I love that you say meet as if I'm like, hello, Dorit. Welcome to the series.
Oh, no. Me and Fiona always, I'm always like, I'm dying to meet Garcelle. Yeah. She's always like, cannot wait for you to meet the Salt Lake City wives.
You kept on saying that to me when I was watching. Like, I'd be getting texts.
Because you do meet
them.
Oh,
you're going to love.
They're like my little friends.
So you need the figurines. Something that they should be doing.
Yeah, we should.
Write that down.
So shall we talk? Or are you sorry, are you finished?
I wanted to say Dorit is an American housewife who's married to a English man called PK, who is the manager for Only Boy George, and I'm pretty sure Boy George lives with them.
I know.
Boy George.
He lives in the house with them.
I'm pretty sure.
Is he on the show?
He is on an episode.
He's fully on the show.
He performs at one of their parties.
Boy George, who's doing the voice right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been a judge. He used to do the English one, actually. I don't know about the American one.
So PK and Lisa Vanderpump were friends for years, so she was more friends with the husband than she was Dorit. And then they come on the scene, and Erica Jane, have you ever seen anything about Erica Jane before? She's like the singer. She doesn't wear underwear one episode, and she's wearing like a dress, and your man PK, the English guy, is like, I saw her hoo-ha
coochie.
What word did he use?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't want to know.
I saw her fanny.
He's a real like, oh boy, that'd be fat English bloke.
Yeah, really? But he's attractive. And I know it's wrong. But
oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. And I'm in ugly as hot, but I don't know if I could do that.
I like a man who looks like he's been beaten by life. And that is PK.
He looks like he's drank his life away. He has like a big whiskey face. What did he say? So what happened where I didn't watch that?
The problem with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is they have one topic that they have the entire season about. Yeah. No other Real Housewives does that except for that franchise.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pantygate was when she didn't wear the knickers. That was an entire season. The dog, season. The lesbian affair.
The lesbian affair.
Pretty much. Actually, that season was good.
Lyme's disease was three seasons.
Well, it depends on the thing. Because Lyme disease, I could... not really my ish of drama.
It got really tired.
They said that She was basically faking it.
Lisa Rinna said that Yolanda had Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And now Lyme's disease is a much more established disease and people know a lot more about it.
So celebrities so do cringe. Come out with it. They're like, Justin Bieber came out with the Lyme disease thing after he was caught tweaking what people were saying was crystal meth. And he was like, no, it's Lyme disease.
A lot of Bella people do Hadid get it. Bella and disease. Gigi have it.
Yeah.
Both of them have it. Yeah. And their son.
No way.
It's because they had horses in... They go on horse riding, so it's a tick. So if you're in like long grass a lot,
yeah. Oh my gosh!
So like they all were horse riding. They all got a horse riding. They all think it's a tick. How do you think you get Lyme disease?
I don't know. I just thought you were born with it or something like that.
No, it's a tick bite, and it deteriorates your brain. Like Yolanda couldn't watch the show at one point.
Thank God, it
deteriorated her brain.
She couldn't watch the show.
She couldn't understand what was happening.
Oh no!
She was like, I can't write my blog. I can't watch the show. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no. But I love... Okay, so for Beverly Hills, like we were saying, if you haven't watched it, great one to get into. And the first kind of couple seasons is basically going around the crazy dark story of Taylor and her husband.
God. And Kim and her alcoholism.
They don't really get into that because Kyle Richards, I think for the first two seasons, understandably so, I think is just trying to be like, no, we're not having this out there. She tried to.
I also would say Kathy Hilton had a foot in the door with that.
And Kathy Hilton is going to be in the new season.
Housewife.
Which I'm so excited for because I've heard a lot about her that apparently she's the funniest of the three.
She obviously nabbed the richest husband, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fair play.
And they didn't speak for a while because Kyle did the show called American Woman. It was so bad. It got one season. It was basically about her past, like being an actress and their mum died early. It was, I don't know why she did it.
Because she had nothing else to do.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
She is desperate. Like Kyle Richards is the epitome of someone who like is so deeply bitter that she didn't become a famous actress. Yeah. And that like she hates that Kathy Hilton became this like successful woman with like this huge, big, rich family. And she's really bitter. Like she's really like a typical competitive middle child, I think, that she's like, I will beat you. Like she's always like, yeah. Kathy's great. I love Kathy.
Oh, you can tell
she wants the approval.
Kathy cracks the whip.
But they
in the
stopped.
Home.
Oh, she does. But you they stopped tell. Speaking to her.
Yeah.
Because they were like, if you like do this years? Show, like, we won't speak to you. We don't want our life out there. We don't want our life dramatized about our mother's death and what have you. And she was like, I'm doing it.
Like, imagine, like, Lindsay, you got offered a show in like 5 years about your family, and you're the
producer.
You're producing it, and you don't get any permission from any of your family, and they tell you like, we will not speak to you if you do this show, and you're like, okay, well, I'm doing it. Brilliant.
And then it got cancelled after one season.
Oh, it was so bad. But can we move on and talk about New York for a while? Because I think that New York is like the second level. Like, that's personally my favorite franchise.
New York
I
is like Sex
it.
In the City.
Yeah, that's
it
why.
It really, really, really is.
It's like
it's
Sex
like
and
real
City.
Life Sex and the City. Yeah. Especially if you start back. Like, I know it's dated to start back from the start, but like,
I'd skip for a
it's
season.
It's so Sex and the City.
I never watched the first season.
Really?
I skipped it.
With Jill Zarin?
I wouldn't. I just.
Yeah, I like. I liked it,
but
now,
it
it's
is
not
very
as
dangerous.
Gripping as, say, gripping. It's not as like there's not as much drama or whatever as Beverly Hills first season, but you kind of just get a feel for New York.
Yeah,
it's kind of more low key, which is a bit of a like breather after Beverly Hills because
well,
like,
they're cooler.
The grandeur of their like wealth.
They're not as rich. They're definitely
they're
rich
old
in a
money.
Different way. Yeah, they're old money.
Look,
they're
my favorite isn't thing, as, like in your face.
Yeah, well, my favorite thing that was said, I believe, by Dorinda. She says, and they're all old money in New York. Cause that's what I like about The Real Housewives. It's a very like realistic from what I know and what I can see, like portrayal of how money acts in different cities. And in Beverly Hills, it's all about flash. It's all about like big cars, massive gaffes. In New York, you can't really have a massive gaff. And it's also not really cool to be like flashy. Like they look down on that. So Dorinda says, money talks, wealth whispers.
Mm.
And that is how you can look at Beverly
Hills.
And they
don't really have designer stuff the way they do.
No, because they're New Yorkers. Like,
well, they're
you know?
The more chic version.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the difference between wearing like a full Fendi tracksuit and like, you know, something from Louis Vuitton that isn't branded at all.
Like, I mean, one of the most wealthy housewives of all time was Carol Radziwill.
Yeah, I can't.
You know what I mean?
And I looked it up. I couldn't believe that.
Bethany as well. And that's what I love about the first season of Housewives in New York is that Bethany's broke and she's living in this shit apartment. Now Bethany's worth like $200 million. It's crazy. Like, she grew so much.
And her story was great. Like, it is also fun seeing, because like, it's, I mean, just as much with Beverly Hills, it's fun seeing this like crazy wealth and all these amazing experiences that they have with all these like opportunities that they've just been you know, in the business for so many years. Like, but then when you go to New York and you see Bethany like trying to build up a brand, and it's kind of relatable.
Yeah, I like, I don't need all my housewives to be rich. Like, and no. I think a lot of them, it's just, it's constantly proving how rich they are. And it's almost like that's their personality. But she did Skinny Girl, and I wish that we had Skinny Girl margaritas. So
I know, we don't have it. I think we have some of the Skinny Girl wine. There is Skinny Girl something I saw in Super Value the other day.
No way.
I'd say it's just different. Like, I mean, there's just not a big market for margaritas over here. So like they don't, like I've never seen margarita mix like sold anywhere. So why would they be selling like Skinny Girl margarita mix? But that is one thing I love about like what you were saying, Lindsay, about like the Beverly Hills, what you liked about Adrienne, and about, what's her name, Vanderpump.
Yeah.
In New York, they're pretty much all working women. Yeah, pretty much. To an extent. And even the ones who are just rich, like.
They are all.
Dorinda. Luann's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, her cabaret.
But, I mean, in her report, like, she becomes working because of Real Housewives. Mm. I would always consider that different. She doesn't, like, have a business.
Dorinda doesn't.
No, because Dorinda's fucking ex-husband was so. She never. I looked into him. Holy shit.
Richard.
Richard was like, I'm pretty sure one of like the biggest, he was a consultant to the like Democratic Party. He is worth like insane money, like crazy, crazy, crazy money. She never has to work a day in her life again.
He died.
So like, he died.
Oh, really?
And she never gets over it. It's very sad.
She talks about it. It's really sad.
But
she's
that's the best way to approach.
I like Bobby.
Bobby died again. Husband.
I know.
She's a new husband at all now.
I know, but she's still Mrs. Bobby.
Of course she did, but she like, Bobby would be happy for me.
Yeah.
Her new guy's cool.
She seems happy.
I don't think they're married, but
I'd like it if Jill came back to New York. I think she
wants it too much.
Yeah, she is truly trying.
I think if she came back, just from seeing the short journey that I experienced of Jill, I think if she came back, she wouldn't be herself. I think she'd be trying to be too nice. Because like they always say, every housewife was saying about Jill that she just wants to be liked. She doesn't understand.
And she doesn't portray her actual personality, they always say. They always say like deep down, she's actually really bitchy. Like
you can tell that.
That was a huge thing, a huge like her and Bethany.
Was that an issue they had with
her? I think it was, but Bethany had a big issue with her where she was like, when the cameras came out, she would always pretend to be really nice. But like even with Alex, remember that whole thing? Like she was always just so nice to Alex, but then would bitch about her behind her back and was like never.
And Alex cried.
Yeah, she remember? Really, she bullied Alex. So let's talk about some iconic characters maybe. We'll break down my character of New York. So I think if we're going to talk like toxic, I mean, we have to talk about Ramona fucking Singer. Ramona Singer has to be one of the most iconic housewives, full stop.
And she's one of the most well-paid as well, isn't she? Or she's the most longest running.
She's the longest running, and up until Denise Richards joined, she was the highest paid housewife.
Really? Which because is amazing. Because she's her. Not that, she doesn't have the same like level of celebrity as like Denise Richards was.
But like they need her because she brings.
People are turning on her. Oh, people have been turning on her.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, Ramona's just like, if the word chaotic could be put down to someone, it's Ramona Singer. She is like insane.
She's so watchable, and I think I loved her and Mario together. I still think they have a connection.
Same,
to be honest.
I think they do. Well, they didn't they like quarantine together and stuff. With
they did quarantine.
She got in a lot of heat over that. Her quarantine actions.
Oh, she's she's
like an anti-masker.
Yeah, I don't know if she's that, but like she was just bopping around, like not really caring that much.
And they're always giving out, like, you are singing without a mask. And she's like, wow, how am I supposed to know where I went to wear a mask?
And her eyes, she's known for her crazy eyes. Yeah.
That scene, that iconic scene when she does the fucking runway.
Oh, yeah.
I love her and Bethany's relationship. Like, remember her and Bethany got in a huge fight because she said, so you did that like one time at dinner. Like she just brings stuff up that's so unnecessary. It's like, you did that topless movie where you like took your top off. What do you think, what's her daughter called again?
Bryn.
Bryn. What would you think, Bryn? I think they're talking about that in school or bringing
Bethany,
it up in
like,
school.
Loses her shit. No, she basically says she did a porno. Yeah. Because you did that dirty movie.
Oh my. Ramona has a thing with women's bodies being shown on. Like, remember, she has the same
Catholic.
Issue with Alex and the nude shoot.
She actually has the same issue this
with Leah.
Season gone with Leah, who I'm not a fan of.
I love Leah. Yeah. I can't. And I can see because you don't like the young ones. She is cool as fuck.
Leah, she's cool, but she's too on the nose for me. And she 100% watched the show. And I like my housewives a bit unaware, a bit like. I don't know what's going on or yeah, how I'm yeah. being perceived.
In any reality show, yeah. I like that. It's same with Big Brother. Like when they were coming on with a kind of idea of how they're going to present themselves, it's always
even when I think when she goes crazy and gets drunk, it just seems calculated to me. It's
really?
Like, it doesn't seem like an actual drunk person. It's almost like she's drunk and she's like somersaulting. It's like, that's not what, I don't think I've seen, you know, you don't do that kind of thing when you're drunk. And it's almost like she knew that she had to be the crazy drunk person to fit in to the show. And that's what she did. And she's too on the nose for me. I really like the new girl, Ebony, I think her name is, who's going to come on. I'm looking into her a little bit.
You'll meet her soon.
She's in the new season.
They're filming at the moment.
Almost Leah's just too much of an obvious pick for me.
I get what you mean.
Bethany 2.0, but.
Yeah, they tried to replace a Bethany with another Bethany, basically. Yeah. And I do get what you mean as well, that like, the thing though with Real Housewives is, and it's kind of similar, RuPaul's Drag Race is similar, but it always happens within the season. People come on with like something that they want to portray and it always comes crumbling down. Like this, what they get their one season where they get away with trying to have like a catchphrase and all this bullshit.
Yeah,
By their next season, if they're not made the victim because Bravo were like, oh, we'll test you, then they are exposed.
Now, no one agrees with me. Everyone loves Leah. I think
I like Leah.
One person, like Adam, loves Leah. Yeah. Like everyone I talk to who watches Housewives love her. I just feel, and she asked for like a massive pay rise in the next season. It's just like, she wanted the same money as like Sonia and Luann. It's like, sit down. You've had one season. And they are OG. That interesting. Mm. Like you gave it a bit, but like,
Sonia is beautiful.
You're not. Sonia is the best housewife. She's probably my favorite housewife.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
I do adore. I mean, the thing about New York is I just find it so hard to choose between them all because they all bring such different elements.
Sonia's like Samantha Jones in real life, but worse, like, but crazier. Like,
well, she's like Samantha Jones, but a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so tell me a little bit about Sonia because I haven't got into the meat and the bones of her.
She was married.
I've only watched one season with her.
She was married to a Morgan.
Yeah, no, I know that.
So, which is just for the listeners, if they don't know, like, obviously, Morgan are one of like the five families in America, like the five wealthiest families. JP Morgan Bank, like, that's her husband's dad's bank. That's all you need.
They're only married for like 6 years, but they had I think they're together for 4 years.
Well, she was a rags to riches story. So she was a waitress. She moved from like, I think upstate New York or somewhere around there, maybe Boston. I don't know, somewhere East Coast. She moved to New York to try and become like an actress, a model, you know, the usual story. During the 70s, she became a waitress and she said that her husband would come in to this restaurant where she was working. And then I think she was either a waitress or a hostess. And anyway, they ended up going out and like she ended up then marrying like one of the wealthiest families in America, if not the world. So like that is like, and she grew up from nothing, like from fuck all. And she was like a model. And I think it all kind of crumbled down, like a really funny part. One season is when it comes out, like she's always crying about this husband, which is obviously like, I mean, the divorce really did crush her, you know, and she stayed very much in the past. Like she got the townhouse in the divorce, but like she didn't even ever change it, like very much stayed in the past. But it came in one season that they're like, Sonia, didn't your husband divorce you because you were off on the yacht with 20-year-old male models? And she was like, I don't know. Apparently she was like having all these affairs and then her husband was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm divorcing you. And then she was like, no. So like she just never knew what she wanted, I feel. Yeah. Like I think that she
maybe too much too soon if this, like, crazy.
And also
he was
quite older than her as well. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in her 20s, I think, when she met him, and he was like in his 40s. Like he's 70 something now, right? And she's like in her 50s, I think. But she's just such an endearing character.
Yeah, she's really likable, but she's really wacky. And she like lives in this townhouse that's just like all over the place. Always everything's broken everywhere. She always has like 10 unpaid interns.
I know. I knew one of them. Remember my friend Connor?
A new one. In her house. And they like live there, but they like don't get paid. But they do.
And does that come up that they're not getting paid?
Everyone are like, what is going on with your interns? She's like, I tell them how to live. She's like, people need to know how to set a table, how to host a tea party. I've got all these fabulous people coming over to my house all the time and I need people. She's always like, my friend Connor is on the show. She's like, Connor. Like one of her oldest serving interns. She was like, Connor, he's like a super
fan. I think
fan.
She then does pay them. Like, I think she maybe doesn't pay them at the beginning.
I think so. Something like, I think Connor was paid. I'm not too sure.
And then they become her assistants maybe if she likes them.
They're kind of like a live-in student. But a lot of the time she's always like, it's all these families I know from across the world and they send their children to me so they can go home and they know how to host tea parties. They know how to host cocktail parties. They know how to set the table. These are important things that people aren't teaching kids anymore.
She needs
days.
Out of that townhouse and she did get out of she it. Because the townhouse is her, like, just like wanky and like just wanky.
Wanky.
Wanky. What's the word? Wacky?
Wonky.
Wonky.
Yeah. Just like very like, it's like the type of thing that on paper you'd be like, wow, but you'd go in, you'd be like, oh, there's dog hair everywhere. You know, like like a crazy old cat lady house. Like,
but if...
Wallpaper peeling off the walls.
Really?
Like, it's known, like everyone, like they're always like that fucking town.
Like I would even recommend starting Real Housewives from when her first season.
I think she's like 4 or 5, isn't
so
she?
So if you like kind of...
No, I think she's like 3 or something. I don't
is
think
she 3?
Too late, yeah.
She's so gorge. I love her. Really, she's always gorge. Like, I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
And then she,
yeah, that's a great line.
She would just get unbelievably drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
and still does. It.
Like, hits on every guy. And, like, I remember one time she hit on this guy in the most recent season. And she, like, is always, like pop her belly out and just make herself, like, look so unattractive.
Really?
Yeah.
And she was like, now we're belly to belly. And this guy was like...
And she gets the guys. Like, she's so endearing.
Or she'll, like, have a 24-year-old boyfriend for a season.
She's like, he's my friend. We do things.
Oh, my God.
She's always fucking younger guys.
Bring him around.
I love the fact that the New York housewives get so trashed drunk. Now, sometimes their drunkenness makes me feel fully uncomfortable.
Really?
They get so drunk.
Yeah. I haven't got to that part yet. Now, I think I did get to the iconic part of New York.
Scary Island.
Yeah, Scary Island with Kelly, which was just the most confusing thing I've seen, to be honest. It was so confusing. Yeah. She is insane.
Kelly Ben Simone.
Apparently they're working on this documentary about that
really?
That episode. Because there's so much more to it that we don't know about.
I heard that.
I would love that.
She has to get sent home. Like, apparently they have like unseen footage.
And she lies and on the like, what's it called? When the reunion, like Andy Cohen like was saying stuff that she was... Like, he was bringing her out for her lies.
Yeah.
Calling her out for her lies.
He's like, Kelly, you said this? She was like, no.
I was forced to go. And he was like, no, we
didn't.
She got
another season after that.
Like, you did.
No, I think she... Oh, maybe. She was... I actually really... Like, I liked her as a housewife just because of how chaotic. And, like, she was so gorgeous when, like, she came on first. She was this, like, ex-model. She was married to... What's his name?
Jill Bell Simone.
And then, obviously, Luann loved her because they're both these, like, tall ex-models with French husbands.
Yeah. I did like her. She was just so odd.
Unhinged, though.
So
unhinged.
Odd.
Like, too, I mean, unhinged.
Too unhinged.
There is such thing.
I did, I definitely did feel like I liked her and she did bring drama, but the drama wasn't like,
it was from a dark place.
It just wasn't making sense because she's so all over the place. It was like, she's coming and like,
you want to get your house, you want to understand her personality and sometimes it can be jarring when you can't, but... Even with New York, it's like, you'll see them drinking during the day. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, stop. Take a break.
Oh, they'll meet up at like 10 a.m. in a car to go to Atlantic City and they're drinking vodka.
Wow. And then...
it's like they pound
probably
drinks.
A great episode was when
I
they
love
were
that
going,
they're still session at that age. I know. Like, I hope we are, girls.
Oh, they always say, they're always like, Ramona... I watched an episode the other day and it was Bethany meeting up with, I think it was with Dorinda or Carol. And she was like, oh no, she was with Carol because she was saying that Dorinda and John party. She's like, they're up till 7 a.m. And she was like saying that Ramona and Sonia are known and Luann were known to always go to after parties and be up to like 8 a.m. the next day. Like they are like next, they're like proper New Yorkers who like, they can stay up and party all night. Like they started in Studio 54 and they're like, we will still, they're like OG
now a
drinkers.
Group like girls will buckle up, we're doing the same. I don't you want do you girls to be like,
I need their money for the fucking cosmetics though, because like we'd be looking haggard.
But you and do like understand an IV drip that of like, as well, like a group of women wouldn't really travel the way, I mean it is kind of, they right, they'll be like, one of the housewives say, I want to go to Mexico.
Let's talk about the trips.
Let's go to Mexico. And then they'll go, it's like, I mean, your trip is getting bought by the show.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Let's just accept. It's fine. I don't care that
you're getting carried over.
Every single franchise has a trip on every single season. So there's always, like, it culminates in, like, kind of like the start of the last quarter of the season is a trip. Because, like, basically what they're doing is making sure that they're all in the same place with no distractions and lots of alcohol.
That's it does happen,
like,
though.
And after as well, all of the, like, all the kind of different shit that was going on at the start of
the season,
then
the
it's like compounded in the holiday.
Should happen on the trip. And it happens a lot. And it's happening in the current season of Potomac, that the drama happens before the trip. And then the trip, it's kind of like, okay, we're kind of just talking about the drama that already happened. I want more. I want new drama,
They almost peaked too soon.
Yeah, on the trip, and and I actually think it makes the season if there's drama on the trip.
Favorite trip of any Housewives ever?
Probably Real Housewives of Orange County when they went to Mexico. I think I love when they go to Mexico.
Yeah,
I
Mexico's
have a thing
nice
about
one.
Mexico.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
As we've been maybe, and I just like to know that they're close to home. Yeah. Not too far away.
It stresses me out when they're too far away.
When they're in like Cuba, I'm like, no.
Or when
they're
in like Berlin, I'm like, oh,
Portugal. I'm like, no, they're not safe.
Did they go to Berlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
They realized it was
Berlin. They go to Ireland. Remember I told you that?
Oh, which yeah.
Who goes to Ireland? Orange County went to Ireland.
Where did they party?
They stayed in Paris Court.
Oh my gosh.
And
they probably just partied in Paris Court.
They partied in like an Irish pub. And they had this massive fight, Temple Bar, you know, where Sarah's boyfriend used to work, the tattoo place. And then across the road is, what was that called?
Damon Dorans.
The Merchant King.
Do the best shorts. And
Flip.
No, not Flip. You know the one that does the amazing high-waisted shorts? It's called like Crash, or it's got a skull on it.
That's Flip.
It's not actually.
Oh. It's the one. Fresh.
Sorry, yes. Fresh. I was thinking Flip Fresh. Yeah.
Flip is the other side.
They're
of
running
Temple Bar.
Like running by... Running, one girl's like, now I know why your daughter doesn't speak to you anymore. And this is like in Dublin city. I'm like,
you showed me this before. It's fucking iconic.
There's nothing better than seeing my cobbles on the
TV. I would recommend that as just like, honestly, just as a own piece.
It's
to watch
a singular piece of art. So what happens in this Mexico trip there?
And the Mexico trip is Orange County as well. I love their trips. I think they do great trips. And her name is Vicky Gumbelson. She's married to this guy called Don, and you could just tell she's like, he doesn't fill my love tank, and she likes to just do everything and not invite him. So she was like, let's go on a girls trip.
Fill my love tank.
Yeah, it's her thing.
I'm gonna say that to Evan later on, see how it works out for me.
My love tank.
I'll fill your bleeding love tank.
She ends up getting with a guy who fakes cancer, so
as you do.
Yeah, as you do. Great season, because they find out, like another housewife like finds out that he's faking cancer.
Oh my God.
And another housewife is married to a doctor, and he's like, that doesn't add up, that he is XYZ and he didn't do this and he was supposed to be here, and it basically all comes out that he faked cancer. Fucking amazing season. But they so they go away, and they like, she's like, I don't want to bring the husbands, like I want it to be a girls trip. But then one of them brings her husband, and then Slade, his name is, who they all hate because he was with another housewife. He was with like three housewives. He like surprises Gretchen on the trip. So basically it's a trip and all their husbands are there. And Vicky is the only one who doesn't have her husband there, even though like they're
so
together.
Awkward.
And it's just it's such a good dynamic.
Yeah.
And then they like, Vicky goes to bed early because she's so annoyed that all the husbands came. And all the husbands and the wives stay out and like bitch about her.
I think one of my fave trips, I mean, I just love when the New York City girls go away. I don't know. I think it's probably because of how much they drink.
I don't know why they don't go away. New York always go to Mexico or the Hamptons. Yeah. They don't really go.
New Yorkers are kind of like that, though.
I wonder if it's that. And it could be, it could be something.
Yeah, like loads
that.
Of New Yorkers wouldn't even own a passport.
It's just like New York is probably one of the best of the shows yet. See, why don't they get to go to Japan? Or
I think they just like New York. Mm. And I also think that the majority of the New York cast work a lot on their own shit. So they can't really, like, even when Bethany was on at Lowe's, like, Bethany could only ever come to the trip for like 2 days.
I hate a housewife who does
and
that. Even Bethany.
The thing with New York, though, is that they all have houses in greater New York. True. So they get two trips. They always go to the Berkshires, they go to the Hamptons, and they go on a big trip, because that's kind of how New Yorkers would more so travel. Like, they go to the Hamptons for summer. But
I love the complications. Remember that when Jill Zarin wasn't allowed to come, and then she kind of came.
They always do that. Oh,
I hate when a housewife kind of half comes, because I'm like, you are getting paid so much money to go on a trip to Mexico, all expense paid, all their food, all their drink. Anytime they're out in any restaurant, away or not away, their food and drink is paid for. Mm-hmm. They never have to like put a penny
and
down.
They're already so
and
loaded.
You're getting paid and you're loaded and you're getting the screen time that your other business is doing really well. If you aren't showing up, let's just get new house with you're not bigger than the franchise. I don't care how big or great you are.
Pop off, sis.
They did it with, like, they fired Nene this season, and they fired Dorinda this season.
Dorinda.
And I think it's a lesson to be like, don't think that just because
you're not bigger
Richards,
than the,
you can stay on and like Bethany, half go to the trip and go come late and go home early or go to bed early and not drink. I'm sorry, I like my house Housewives yeah. drunk
and available, drunk and available.
Unless they're alcoholics and they show us their sobriety.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I loved it. Yeah. My favorite, I think, was when they went to Mexico, when Bethany brought them to Mexico, because Bethany was I'm trying to find new tequilas for Skinny Girl. And I loved it because it was like Luann's last season of drunkenness, because then she goes sober and she gets arrested and all this shit. But it was like just it really peaked where Sonia was full on making out, scoring the face off Ramona, then scoring the face off Bethany.
Yeah.
And then remember when Luann fell in the bush because she was so drunk? Like, now
the memes from that season.
That was a great trip. And then also, I mean,
where were they?
They went to Mexico and the house, they always pick a really gorgeous
guy. Yeah, I love, like, it had like an, did it have an elevator, that one? Or
yeah,
and
like
one?
Just an infinity pool. It was so nice. And then the other trip that I loved was when they go to, I think it's, is it the Virgin Islands, when Luann gets with the Johnny Depp lookalike?
Yes, that
and that's
so
when
weird.
Bethany says my favorite quote, where she's like, they're always like, Bethany, you're such a know-it-all. And she's like, maybe I do just know-it-all.
Yeah. Or I like, was like, just be cool to Heather.
Oh yeah, that's that season
that
too.
That is so uncool.
Like, random, cool. Kind of eggs a la France. Like, Luann is like just trotting around the house. And like, who's really annoyed at her? Is it Sonia or
Heather's
something?
Really annoyed at her. Heather. Because she's like, basically she
brought back all these lads to the gaff, which is just so gas for these
older
women.
She did a podcast recently and was like, there was so much cocaine at that that party and that trip. Said it on the podcast.
I love her.
My God. And I also love how like
she's coming back this season.
Regardless of their wealth.
Oh, Heather's
confirmed
yeah.
coming back this season.
Regardless of their wealth, they go to these massive villas and are like waking up together. So like they're all in the same space. It's not like they go away to hotels and they all have their little rooms. It's like, no, they're waking up. They're having awkward coffee chats after like the crazy shit that went on the night before.
I think that the reason why I think the New York, for me, the dynamic works so well, and I have said this to you before, Fiona, as well, is that they're actually friends and they've genuinely known each other years. Yeah. Like Luann will talk about seeing Sonia like out in the club in the 80s and they all party with each other.
Why are you here without Dorinda? And Sonia sees like Dorinda's boyfriend at a club. He's like, why are you here? And it's funny because I will sometimes like use Housewives reference before you guys started watching it, and then like no one gets it. Like I remember we were out one night and I was like, don't talk about the Morgan letters.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, what?
Like, but I would always, me and Fiona would always do, we're like, I made it nice. Yeah. That was for Dorinda would always say, I made it nice. But that's what I love about New York, is that they're actually mates, and when they go away, that's why I think they drink so much, because it's like actual girlfriends going on a trip and being like, and like letting
you need
loose.
That history, I think, too.
Yeah. I like when you need the history. And I like when they're not friends. I don't need them to be best friends. For New York, I do.
Yeah.
Again, another reason why I don't like Leah, and I don't know.
She's an outsider.
It's like Leah and Ramona would never be friends.
No.
Leah and Tinsley were kind of friends, but then Tinsley left. So it was like Leah's just with like Ramona and Dorinda. No,
and
Dorinda.
They've tried it before in New York where they brought in a randomer, like who no one's been friends with, and they only ever last one season.
If I could predict, I would say this will be Leah's last season.
I would agree.
I think she's going to go high, and then next season she won't be as good.
I think they'll hate her.
Yeah, because she's sober now. And I'm not saying anything wrong with her. She does have issues with drinking, even though I do believe she is fake drunk.
We stand a sober queen is what we're trying to say.
As I said, I love when they show us the alcoholic journey, which is happening in the new season of Orange County.
Where
one of them is an alcoholic. And she like literally at the first episode, she's like, my name is Bronwyn and I'm an alcoholic. And, like,
oh,
and you're
shit.
Like, because they didn't actually, you know, the way they normally premise it, like it'll be in coming up this season.
Yeah,
that wasn't in it.
Oh,
so it was just
a
cold shock, like an actual gasp. I was like, she's an alcoholic. And she was like, I like would like at the trips have like two bottles of vodka. Like she goes for it. So interesting. And then the girls are like, one of the girls is horrible in it. She's called Kelly. She's like, I don't like a quitter.
Oh my God, when you're like a full-fledged alco. Oh,
and then she has a vow renewal. And then she's like, just my trigger is tequila. That's like what I drank the most.
I hear that, sister.
She was like, I don't want, she's like, there's going to be alcohol at the party, at the event, her vow renewal, but I just not tequila. So have whatever you want. I mean, is that not completely understandable?
Yeah, when someone's freshly sober.
To just request one spirit not being accessible.
Tequila is a very Housewives drink.
It is.
And then they're in the bus on the way. I love the transportation.
I know, the party buses.
Yeah. And they're like, what? She's not having tequila? Okay, so you can't have sugar at my party because I'm a diabetic. It's like, that is not the same thing. And then she's like, let's go buy tequila. They stop on the way to a shop and get loads of bottles of tequila. to bring oh to the Baronel.
Oh, it's my an God.
The vindictiveness is crazy.
And then she gets there and she's like, ha. And then they're like, okay, just don't, like, okay, you're going to buy tequila, but just don't say it to prom, it's her special day or whatever. And then she's like, I got tequila. I know you said you can't have it, but. And so she actually, the minute she sees her, brings up the tequila.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's actually that new season is really good.
Of OC, yeah. Yeah. So let's do, for the last few minutes, we don't have too much longer, but let's do, I think, maybe a little bit of a quick fire round of greater Bravo kind of reality TV shows.
Okay. I've watched them all.
Also, side note, on Jenny and Fiona's request, I have just started watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Let's maybe, should we open up with that?
Let's start with that, because this is happening now. This is just like,
this is a new franchise.
This is the best, probably like my favorite franchise I've ever Fiona, watched. I'm not kidding.
Fiona, are you joking? Sell it to us. Sell it to us right now, as
first
you sold
of all,
it to us.
I love reality TV based on snow. I want snow. I want skiing. I want lodges. I want chalets. I want hot chocolate. I want fur coats. I want heels in the snow. If I'm falling in the snow, I want it all. And when I saw this trailer, I was like, there is snow. I love snow. I love Christmas. I love Utah. I've always loved
me
Utah.
Me too. Evan laughed at me once because he was like, where would you love to go in the world? And I was like, Utah. And he was like, what? Because if you Google it, it's like incredible. Oh, it's like valleys and snow.
I
but then there's also like
the opening scenes of that
show.
It's
stunning.
I watched another Bravo show. It only the B-roll. Got one season called Timber Creek Lodge. No one knows it or has watched it bar me. It was the best show I've ever watched in my life.
What
it was Canadian.
It
I love Canadian reality TV. There is none.
There's Timber Creek Lodge.
Timber Creek Lodge and Après Ski. Both are great. But it's basically like a cabin. And they... I highly recommend it if you're like... Yeah, you know, in isolation.
Okay,
in
Salt Lake City is
they're Mormons, but like they're like there's only like two Mormons in it.
There's religion in it,
which I love.
The religion aspect. And so there's Pentecostal, there's Mormons, but they are embedded and they are like aligned to their religious upbringing.
See, Salt Lake City is like. It's like the Vatican of Mormonism. Mm. So that it's like, it's not only that they're Mormons, but they're living in a like, say like, you know, majority, just like average Christian American city. They're in the place where Mormon values are what's normal. So that's a whole different kind of setup, a different dynamic, you know, that way.
Well, they're trying to maneuver through their religion. Well, so Whitney, like they're not like, they are still like aligned to it in certain ways, but they obviously aren't. Well,
they're kind of like Irish
Mormons.
People with Catholicism. Yeah. Totally. They're like cultural Mormisms.
Like us. I mean, the Pentecostal church seems really
similar.
A lot of the values are similar to our values. So I love seeing that represented on screen.
Finally, some representation for us.
Christian Greece.
We're born again. But Pentecostal and all that kind of area, it's all the same umbrella.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love the religious aspect, and I love that some of them, there's like a pole dancing scene in the newest episode, and some of them are like, this is ridiculous, I do not want to watch that. And then another girl, she left the Mormon church, so that's really interesting. But her cousin, is Heather still in it?
I haven't figured that out.
Well, they get
yet.
Kicked out of the church, which is amazing. Yeah, like, she actually didn't, divorced.
Yeah. Which one is Heather again?
Heather Gay is the blonde one.
The young girl.
The older one. With the fillers. She's my favorite.
I don't think she was kicked out of the church though, was she?
No, Whitney wasn't. She left the church because she and her husband had an office affair.
Yes.
And they both got divorced then. They're both married.
Oh, she's your favorite, the young girl too.
No, I like her cousin Heather, which is the older one who has
Heather's
all the Botox.
Her cousin.
Yeah, they're cousins.
Now, Heather, I have to say, I understand, and I stan a girl boss girlies, you know I do, and she has that filler company. Fantastic.
Amazing.
She needs to put the filler down. Her jaw is about to pop through my fucking laptop
screen.
Same
with Jen.
But Jen kind of like owns the look a bit more. I find your one Jen looks like a foot.
I don't like any of it.
Or Heather.
I like Heather. I don't know. Even though I do agree that she has too much filler, there's something about the way she presents herself and holds herself.
Oh, I love
her. I find her really attractive. Yeah. Even though, obviously, like she's not. You know,
but
there's
so
something
hot
about
back
her
in the day. Do you remember those pictures they showed?
Well, I mean, I just don't like filler, full stop, in like cheek filler, jaw filler, those things. And I was watching, so I side note, but I got recommended this YouTube, and it was this plastic surgeon. He's saying it's a myth that like stuff will dissolve. It doesn't dissolve. That's like a myth. So, you know, the way you see like the likes of Heather, that girl, Charlotte from Geordie Shore, it's like they have big square heads.
It doesn't all dissolve. A lot of it migrates.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it like
which
60,
is like just it's sinking it like, to the back of
it
your
like
jaw.
It like 60% dissolves. Because I would know that from my lips. Like, there's no way I've had all that in my lips and it hasn't dissolved at all, you know, that way.
Yeah.
But it does migrate a little bit.
More migrates, but like the thoughts of it being dissolved sense, like, oh, my body just eats it away. But I think it just migrates, and that is where like people fuck up.
Even though she does have a lot of filler, I do like her
energy. I like her energy. I know she's a great housewife.
She seems very open, like with her
past.
She's
so open. And I love Meredith. You know the way the two of them look really similar? They both have like long dark hair and a little parting.
I hate those two women, but I'm going to love them as housewives.
You will love Meredith in the next episode or two. She's
the one that the party was thrown for.
Yeah. She's so cool.
Okay.
And I wouldn't normally actually think a housewife is cool, but she is like the way she talks and holds herself, so like attractive and cool.
Yeah.
You'll understand in the newest episode.
Okay, I'm excited to watch. So I would recommend, and girls, I think all you guys should watch Salt Lake City, because
because
when we're watching a few episodes, maybe we can do a little episode like the first six episodes or something like that after Christmas. So that's a new, it's
Christmassy, and it's not as daunting as like New York. You don't have 12 seasons you have to catch up on. There's three episodes so far,
and there's so many twists in the first episode, like the fact that this woman, I can't remember her name, but she's married to her grandfather, her grandmother's.
Her step grandfather's.
Yeah.
That is the.
It was in her grandmother's will that she wanted her to marry.
Take one of my girls, is what the grandmother said to her husband.
I'm shocked he agreed to be in it. He's fully in it. He's in the kitchen. He's chatting to the son. I'm like.
They're married 21 years.
I know. Well, he's probably. I mean,
she kind of goes into their marriage and says that, like, so when they got married, she said she had her period and they didn't have sex the first night of marriage. And then for 28 days, she kept pretending she had her period.
Oh,
and she was like, I know it sounds weird, but it was really awkward at the beginning. I'm like, no.
It was an arranged marriage.
The last fanny he was in was your nana's.
And she did not have a period.
Oh, yeah. But long gone. So let's do
a few
quick fire girls. So, there is a new season of Housewives that we can watch. Fiona, what would you consider to be like a secretly amazing franchise of Housewives? Or a Bravo. Yeah.
Potomac at the moment is a great season. It kind of doesn't get as recognized as it should, and a lot of people are talking about it now. I would say Orange County.
The Me Too movement for Potomac.
Orange County is a kind of forgotten season, but it's gold.
Because it's the oldest one, it's the first ever.
I think it's the forgotten season, and I think I'd recommend Below Deck. I love a workplace drama.
Below Deck is definitely one of the most underrated Bravo shows.
It's actually the most watched show.
In Ireland, I think.
It's the most watched show because it's quite... Both genders.
Yeah.
So again, men. Sell it to me. I have no idea.
So Below Deck is a show that is based, it's about the crew of a yacht on yacht season. So they work like a season on these luxury yachts.
Okay.
So if you think of it this way, Fiona sold it to me. She was like, the crew are all like broke, like waiters. You know, they're not making that much money. They make a lot of money in a short space of time, but they're not rich people. But the people who chartered the yacht, so the people they're working for, are these like hugely rich people, but there's all this
they
other
can be horrible and they treat them so badly, or they make big mistakes, like there'll be chefs that like their food gets burnt, or like this food is cold, and then it's also, you know, just a drama that goes on in a work. I just love work.
Yeah,
I love seeing, and they really like, they kind of make you feel passionate because they're so passionate.
But what did
it.
You say to me again, Fiona, one time, you're like, the stakes are so high.
That's my issue with like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians of the world. It's like, I need high stakes. Mm-hmm. I need, you will lose your job. Like, this is their actual job.
And you need
job.
The job.
They, you need this job. This is also for a chef. They're like, job. They want to look good. They want their food to look good. They want to get hired for other
boats. I never knew it was culinary drama.
There is culinary, but
I do love a culinary drama.
But it's
I
a bit of everything. It's like this. Yeah. So there's the chef. Obviously, the most important job, I would argue, and we've said before, on the boat is the chef, because like if the food is bad, the whole trip is bad. Yeah. But then there's three crew members. So there's the head stew, which is like kind of like, they're like a female butler almost. Like they just do everything. They organize all the parties. They're like
setting the drinks.
Yeah, so there's a head
stew. Setting the table.
Who's like the head. And then she has two people who are underneath her, two girls usually. And then there's the outdoor crew who like manage the actual running of the boat. And they're always these sexy
gorgeous
lads.
Men. And they all get together.
And they always fuck. They always like, that's the best thing about it. Like there's so many
Or they
levels.
Fight or they just don't like each other.
Or they hate each other. And they're trapped on this boat in the middle of the fucking ocean.
I think the stakes are also so high because the tip.
Yeah.
So every, like, it's really structured. Like, you'll meet your guests, you'll show them the boat, then they'll have their first dinner and they'll have their, like, outdoor activity, or they'll go to the beach or whatever.
I like that I know what I'm expecting on the boat deck.
I feel safe.
There's, like, an episode would be, like, one guest. So they chartered the boat for 2 days.
Okay.
And you'd, like, spend the episode with this. And you're always, like, so it keeps it fresh, because a whole season would have, like, six or so
charters.
The crew
changed as well. The crew change each season. Yeah, the captain normally stays the same.
And sometimes the chief's too.
Yeah.
This sounds bizarre.
No, but I never bought into it. And then one day I was like, right, Fiona, I'm going to do it.
No, I mean, I trust
it
you.
It is, like, it's so good. I started with Med.
I enjoy it the most. You know, when you watch a Real Housewives, sometimes you're like, oh, it's so good. I think I laugh. I joke. It's jolly. I'm happy.
I do. I'm very happy at Below Deck when I'm watching it. And another thing that Fiona sold me on, beautiful views. You're in the most beautiful parts of the world. You're in Greece.
That's
you're in Spain. They're in fucking Fiji once. Like, they're in the Barbados. It's like, and it's just, it adds so many.
I could just watch that boat glide. Well, Fiona, I think you have borderline of boat fetish.
I do.
I went on a cruise last year. Fiona doesn't like driving. Happier.
She went on a cruise just to be on a boat.
I think a really underrated show, Housewives franchise, and I would really recommend if anyone really liked any Australian, Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You've said this, and I love an Australian anything.
Yeah. Australian,
just, I find them so funny. They're so like Irish people.
They are. Their accents are so nice.
Apparently, on iHeart, because there's also Real Houses of Sydney, it only lasted one season, and apparently they had to cancel it because it was so bitchy.
Yeah.
Because I find Australians are like Irish people. Like, they go, there's none of the niceties of American.
Yeah.
So they really go in, and there's like the characters of it. Like, this is the main one is this like woman called Gina, and she looks like an actual drag queen. She's like tall as fuck, her hair is huge, but she's like wears so much makeup, it's insane, but she's a fucking barrister, and like this is like a scene of her in the fucking wig and the cape. She's like, my name is Gina. Like, she is,
where does she put her actual hair?
Like, it just kind probably of balances on her
probably
head.
All extensions.
I'd
she
say
has
so.
The little hat.
Yeah, they have no. to wear
I'll
it.
I need to watch that. I watched a couple of episodes.
It's really... Skip the first season.
Okay, good to know. I think I watched the first season.
You really don't need the first season, because it's another one of those ones where half the cast drop out. You really don't need it.
Okay.
Buffer season.
And there's only 5 seasons. So very palatable. Not a lot to catch up on. I've been Googling it quite a lot. Is there a sixth season? I heard that there was a fifth season, but then I think Corona... It really, it's going to mess up a lot of our reality TV.
Yeah,
parties.
Vanderpump Rules hasn't filmed in 4 to 5 months.
Thank God, I
hope it gets cancelled.
Let's talk about that for the last few minutes. Vanderpump Rules, which was a spin-off from Beverly Hills. It's Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, which is called Sir, which stands for Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Sexy Unique Restaurant,
Apparently,
darling.
The food is disgusting.
Oh, it has really bad Yelp reviews.
What?
Yeah.
Now, that show started off, if you want a really good watch, the first 4 seasons of that are incredible.
Although the goat's cheese balls do sound nice.
They always beat them up. They always are like, the goat's cheese balls are incredible. They're the most known thing. And Stassi goes back for them time and time again.
That doesn't sound very sexy or unique, a goat's cheese ball.
An editor
it's
recently...
the restaurant, darling, that's sexy and unique.
Oh, the food's just mediocre.
And then she dresses all the waitresses. I don't know how she gets away with this still in this day and age. And like, she's in these napkin dresses.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to wear bras. They're always like, the first season, they're like, our uniforms are basically so short that you can't wear any underwear. Like, they don't wear any underwear. There's like completely backless. It's like a
Hold
little...
on, they don't wear pants.
No.
It's like sheer.
Why
like
would I want my waitress?
Or a bra.
With a side of pubes.
Because it's sexy unique. Come on, darling.
I'm getting it.
But
getting
that is
it.
Another, it's a great one, but it's one that unfortunately went
so
to the dogs.
I'm done with that show.
I've been done with it. 4 seasons, I think. I think 3 seasons ago, I've been done with it.
I didn't watch it. Like, I watched maybe one episode on a train. I turned it off. I preferred silence. I preferred to
look out the window. Yeah. Did this show come when Lisa got axed from Beverly Hills, or
no,
was it before?
This is a long time ago.
It's like seven, eight seasons long. She got it while she was still in Real Housewives, but the problem is that was a big issue. The Housewives didn't like that she was the one that got her other show.
Yeah.
And she is like a producer on that show.
Yeah.
And actually, I think Peacock, which is like a Hayu type there's Vanderpump Dogs. So Vanderpump Rules. Lisa Vanderpump owns a shelter for dogs.
Yeah.
She's and one of those freaky dog people.
Really, there's a really, new...
like her dog is alopecia, for God's sake.
I know. I love her dog. She dresses it up, Jiggy.
So cute.
But she... Yeah, so that's going to be a new show. That's been approved.
I will not be watching that show.
I will be watching that show. But I'm not going to watch Vanderpump Rules. I'm done. I hate them all. Every single last one of them are horrible.
They're terrible. And it's also... Do you know what? It's lost. It's like your thing with the steaks, because... The show started off so good because it's all about the staff at her restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, like, she obviously was like, my staff are all like, they're all gorge because they're all models, actors. They're living in Beverly or in Hollywood.
It's a high paid job as well.
High paid job, but they get really good tips what it means that they can be acting. And, you know, they're also like quite narcissistic.
And they're getting exposure.
Yeah, exactly. But she obviously like noticed there was loads of drama going on with them because they're all fucking each other. They're all like, they just have crazy dramas. But the first few seasons are great because they're still genuinely still working in the restaurant.
Yeah.
But it gets to a point where like, this is what I think they really went wrong with Vanderpump Rules. They pretended worked in the restaurant. Instead of being like, we've now made our money from a show and we're graduating. Like they still had, they get this one couple this season who were like still working in Sir and they owned this massive gaff. And it was so much better when they lived.
And another restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's still like bartending what he owned. It's like, he would not be bar. It's not even fun.
I loved that when they were like still in their rotten, shite apartments and they were so much younger. And like, it is good though. It's a good one to watch because it's really easy watching, but you do after a while.
Prepared for it to get dark.
It lasts for a little while though.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
I actually watched Vanderpump Rules with I watched Vanderpump Rules dark. with a lad.
I'm not
once.
Saying anymore.
I watched Vanderpump Rules with a lad once and he loved it. So really? It's a good one for it. Because I think because there's lads in it too. Yeah. And
Connor kind of could maybe watch it below deck.
Okay. Like, Evan calls that boats.
Because he likes boats too. And he also, like, he's like, you know, like the man kind of scrubbing the boat. He's like, all right, I can connect it off.
Evan can get with that because he worked in Irish Ferry. So he's always he's always like, is that the decky, is it? He's like, the deckie's on the boat when I was there.
He's helping you then with the little slang, the boat slang.
Like, I was like, how cool is Captain Lee? And he's like, captains are always cool. That's what he said.
Oh, good to know.
I'd say they are.
I really want to go on a trip on a ferry and like just like drink and just like go to and back.
I was wanting to do
that. That'd be fun.
Like the fact that the boats are still going in COVID and we could still be.
I don't know if they are.
They are. I'm seeing them out my flipping window.
Oh, I didn't know they were.
Yeah, they are.
Good to know.
Fucking fun, actually.
Like those lads that got like €20 tickets and they went to the Dublin airport for the fall. These random lads, like they like bought a ticket, a plane ticket, just to go to the pub in the airport.
Oh my god,
genius.
Icons. Okay, girlies, shall we leave it there?
Yes. Thank you so much, Fiona, my sister, for coming on and spreading your knowledge.
Yes. Girls, let us know if you watch any of those shows and we'll do one again with Fiona because she is a wealth of knowledge.
We just about chinked the top of this armor.
I actually put up on my Instagram highlight like the list of kind of good Bravo shows, not so good shows.
Shout out your Instagram
shows.
There, girl.
People can watch. I'm sure they all follow me. Just my name. I think Fiona Hamilton 13. I don't know.
Search Fiona Hamilton. You'll find it.
Fiona Hamilton will pop her up on our gram.
Of course,
tomorrow.
Of course, you will.
So yeah, you did a little highlight where you really delved into different reality shows.
I put in a list of all the shows people should.
I would have that as a constant on your.
I think you should really start
being a reality TV show influencer.
There's very few of them, and I mean, I would watch it. But girlies, thank you so much, Fiona.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.